When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. One of my favorite people, Chaplain Gordon Gathright, is going to tell us about all the great things going on at Hastings Senior Health and Living, and we could not be more excited to have Gordon with us. Gordon, how have you been?
Been good, Mo. It's great to visit with you again. We always look forward to our time together each month. It's always fun.
Well, it's always fun for me as well to spread the good news about the things that are going on at your facility. You know, I think a lot of people, if they hear the word a senior health and living, or just a senior living facility, people don't always think about the positives, and I have been to your facility. It's a joyful place.
It is.
Yeah, it's, and I,
so
I,
fun.
The apartments, can I tell you, if you want to know what's going on in Hastings, you park yourself in the lobby of that apartment complex, and that is crazy. The former Park Ridge, what do you call it now?
Well, I still call it Park Ridge, but it's because I think it's one of those names that's not going to go away easily. So the whole campus, Hastings Senior Health and Living, but it's amazing. We had a lady in here the other day, and she said, I remember when this was Haven Homes. And I thought,
boy,
my goodness, you're dating yourself, because that's been a long time ago. And she works here as a student.
I just
thought, wow, how full circle things come with, you know, different people and different ways that they're connected to our facility. It's amazing.
So Haven Homes, and then it became Augustana, and now you are a member of CASIA and known as Hastings Senior Health and Living. But let's get back to the apartments that you still refer to as Park Ridge. I know somebody that recently moved in there. She had been in a standalone house, and then she had moved to a townhouse, and then after a few years, she decided, you know, I think I'm ready to just have a little bit more, less to do in a townhouse. And so she moved with her car, and she is loving her time at the apartments. And I'm just thrilled because, you know, it's a big change and a big transition, not only for the person, but for the family. And it really has been a big success story. So I love to hear things like that, and I'm sure you see that every day.
I do, and it's so funny because people put off moving into the apartments, and then when they do, kind of the same old story. I wonder what I was thinking when I waited so long to do this, if I had only known, you know. And the camaraderie in that building is more than amazing, and I think that the way that they look out for each other is just such a sweet, sweet gift. And again, it's not oppressive kind of looking out for each other where there's, you know, you feel like you've got a wet blanket hanging over you the whole time. But, you know, if somebody doesn't show up, you know, for a meal, there's somebody knocking on the door just to make sure that everybody's okay. And it's just little things that make it such a difference. I was over there the other afternoon, and the lobby was filled. There wasn't a place for anybody to sit. And they were laughing and talking and eating popcorn and just really, you know, just enjoying the moment and to kind of stand off to the side and watch, you know, watch all these crazy fun transitions, you know, taking place and getting cemented in people's lives is just such a sweet, sweet gift.
Well, it's a gift, I think, for the families, too, of a loved one that perhaps has moved to the apartments, just to know
you
that,
bet.
You know,
yes.
And as we learn more about the aging process, I know that being social, you don't have to be maybe an extrovert, but I know to at least be around people is a positive when it comes to aging.
It is. And so many people live alone and don't have contact with people during the day. And so it's wonderful how different activities draw different people to be part of different things. And then there's several other, you know, smaller groups that meet to play cards, or one group plays poker every Monday night. And it's just little things like that that make it so much better for everybody that's part of the apartments.
And the apartments actually are for independent living, but you can always add on some services if you need them. Is that correct?
Yes, it's independent living and assisted living, which is really a neat combination for anybody who wants to come and move into the apartments. The cares are there if you need them, and that's one of the things we can add things on as needed. We have an a la carte list of services, med pass, laundry, cleaning, just a lot of different things that can happen with that that additional piece. So it's really kind of fun.
And you can have your own car, which is so nice. And do you still allow small pets?
Yes, yes. There are dogs and cats and a host of people who love them. And the neighborhood gets to see all these people out walking their dogs. And it's just kind of a fun thing to see the difference in people's lives to have those furry companions with them.
And then, Gordon, there are different floor plans for the apartments also.
I think there's one bedroom and two bedroom floor plans. I think there's like four or five different floor plans that you can choose from, which really gives a good variety for people to look at and to make decisions about where they want to be.
And then if people do eventually need a little bit more care, your facility is right next door, and that
right.
is an easy transition, isn't it?
It is, it is. And it's sometimes it's a more difficult transition because people know that their health is failing and things are not always going the way that they would like for them to go. But we really are so thankful for the gift of being able to serve people regardless of their needs. And I'm so thankful for that gift and for the incredible staff that we have working here that really makes all of that such a gift for our residents who come.
Gordon, I know that your staff in particular has such longevity, and I think that is really a positive, not only about the organization, but it shows the kind of quality dedicated people that work at Hastings Senior Health and Living. Tell us about that.
It really is. We have one person who's been here for 40 years, I think is her record. We have lots of people who've been here for 30 years, lots of people who have been here for 20 years. And so it's really kind of a positive thing to have that longevity as people come and they meet them and the opportunity to see how that, you know, how that stays the same is really such a sweet, sweet gift.
So are you still looking for people to work? I know that you have ongoing employment opportunities. Do you have openings?
We're always looking for great people to come be a part of our team, nurses, aides, our culinary, our housekeeping, all the different departments of our building. We're always looking to find the best of the best to come be part of our team here.
And how does that work, Gordon? Would we contact somebody special at your facility?
Sure. Mary Wood is our human resources person. And she's got the lowdown is the best way I know how to describe it on everything that happens in this building as far as employment is concerned. She really loves what she does and is such a gift for us to have her here in this building. She's just a wonderful person. And we're so thankful for that gift that she shares with everyone who comes to apply. And we have several other people who are involved with the onboarding process, orientation, all of those important pieces that make the team around here.
So, Gordon, let's talk about this wonderful time of year. I bet your residents are so excited to get out on that beautiful patio that you have.
They are excited, and they all have the itch to get their hands in the dirt. It's kind of hilarious. So we started 72 plants in a seedling thing here that we have in our lounge. And it's amazing. When we planted that, I think we had like 15 or 16 people who were involved in that. And as the weather has gotten nicer, they are anxious to get out in the pots and garden parts and put their hands in the dirt. And I checked yesterday with a greenhouse to see if we could plant sooner this year. And they're still saying that, with the exception of pansies, that we should wait until the middle of May to make sure that we're through with colder weather, freezing and all that kind of stuff at night. And so I shared that with them, and they're kind of disgruntled look on their faces because they were so anxious to get dirty.
Well, that's good advice for any of our listeners. You know, we know that the weather is eventually going to be warm enough, but it's just not quite reliable yet. So good advice.
And I think we've lived here long enough to know that it can snow in May.
Yep.
And I think that could happen. I think that could happen pretty easily this year as well. And so I'm thankful, you know, just following along with what the greenhouse says. And so that's pretty good advice, I think.
So soon, though, you're going to be able to get those plants in pots. And how fun will that be? What about your garden, Gordon? I know that every year you plant a big garden, and then that is a whole season of fresh fruits and vegetables for your residents to enjoy. And so tell us about that.
They have made the list, checked it twice, and they said, this is what we want to plant this year. And so I'm excited to make, you know, to help make that happen. Really, really fun to see the joy on people's faces as we plan the, you know, plan out the garden. And of course, we couldn't have any garden without the tomatoes. And so we'll probably have 5 or 6 different kinds of tomatoes as part of the garden. And so it's really, really, really fun to see their eyes light up when we start talking about, well, what would you like to see? And everybody has a thought. We have one of our residents who loves okra, and we didn't plant okra last year, and she let me know right away that was not a good thing. So okra's on the list again.
Okra's on the list.
That'll be fun.
That's
and
funny.
We had it 2 years ago, so that'll be fun.
And what didn't make the list this year? What didn't make the cut?
I don't know that there's anything that won't make the cut. We just have to be careful about having too much so we don't run out of space and room for everything. So it'll be fun. And then, you know, we'll have the big wildflower garden again. Everybody loves that. And it's fun to watch that one grow and beautiful. And we're getting good rain, hopefully more. The ground will be nice and moist for the seeds when we scatter seeds here pretty quick.
You know, and from a spiritual standpoint, don't you agree that this time is just such a beautiful time of hope and promise, and the circle of life is starting again? I mean, I just love spring.
Oh, I do too, and our residents especially love it because of the joy that they see in watching flowers bloom and plants bloom and tomatoes start to grow, and the things that really, really matter to them is what makes this so much fun.
Gordon, looking ahead to the summer, I know that you enjoy getting the residents out for different kinds of field trips, and you had told me that you're hoping that you will be able to do a fishing trip.
Yes, one of the joys of Hastings is that the Rotary Club sponsors a fishing trip and also just plain water trips without the fishing. And I have a list here on my computer of 7 or 8 of our residents who want to go fishing. So I'm really looking forward to that. And one of the things that has been good about this is that they'll take anybody that they can get on the boat with wheelchairs and whatever else to accommodate that. So they're having a meeting coming up in May 1st, I believe the meeting is, to talk about it. And then we're hopefully going to sign up for at least 1 or 2 of those spots when we can, to see how many of our residents we can get involved with that. There's a lot of excitement with that. The pontoon for people is just a great thought. And I think there's like three women who want to go that are very definitely fisher ladies of the best kind. So it's really neat that this is an opportunity that hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of this summer.
And the Rotary is in charge of that. And then also they were instrumental in getting the trishaws. And I know that's a fun activity for your residents.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes, we did that last summer. And just the joy on people's faces after they have, you know, gone for a ride. It's just so fun to see the smiles and the laughter and the joy that's in people's hearts after they come back from those rides. And we're definitely looking forward to that as well.
Gordon, I know also that you have a little surprise that you want to tell our listeners about, an award that somebody won, and you had nominated somebody for something. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. We have several people who are fierce baseball fanatics, I guess is the only way to describe them. And one in particular, it's amazing to me how much he knows about the Minnesota Twins. He knows everything about the players on our team. And it's a crazy good thing that AARP does for seniors called Wish of a Lifetime. So I nominated one of our residents to take part in the Wish of a Lifetime and go to a Twins game. And the really cool thing about this is after his nomination and after a couple of phone calls, he received word that he was chosen to be a part of this Wish of a Lifetime. And so he will go to a Twins game. He's hoping that he can go to a Kansas City Royals game. And his niece is going to come and go with him. Everything is provided for. Food, transportation, everything in the world they take care of. And so he's very excited for the day when that happens. And his niece is equally as excited and just thankful that we were able to nominate him to be a part of that. And so we're looking at other things where we can hopefully get our residents involved in this Wish of a Lifetime, just because of the joy that it'll bring to so many different ones of our residents.
What a great program, and thank you for nominating him. That's awesome that he was chosen to participate in that. That sounds so fun. Gordon, before we go, I just wanted to ask if you have vacancies at either of your facilities.
Well, I know we have at the care center, we have vacancies for our long-term care, and we also have vacancies for our transitional care unit downstairs. We're always excited about that. And the apartments stay pretty full. I think they have a couple of vacancies, but I know right now that they have a waiting list of people. And it's important if you're thinking about it to get your name on the list if there's not availability, so that when the time comes, you'll be able to move in without a lot of wait. That's the hope that we have for that.
And Gordon, if people would like to learn more information, how would they go about doing that, please?
For the apartments, they can talk to Anna Amy. Her number is 651-480-6300. And then for the care center, you can call at any time here, 651-437-6176, and we'll get you connected with the right person to talk to you about admissions.
So great to chat with you again. Chaplain Gordon Gathright, he's at Hastings Senior Health and Living, and we so appreciate his time. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then